B-Pod Studios.
Listen, listen, watch, watch, and react in real time. Toucher and Rich are on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And I take it this is the music to the Avengers?
This would be the Avengers music, yeah. The Birdvengers. Good old Bird going to the screening last night of Captain Marvel, or yesterday afternoon. Nick was there as well. Bird brought his a lovely lady along.
Yeah, so she could get and find the theater for him.
And direct him into the right place.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so Captain Marvel comes out this Friday.
What was that? She had electrodes on my nipples.
Well, I mean, listen. You know, apparently she's asking him to do things that he is not completely into.
Well,
when it comes behind
the scenes.
He
didn't say that. He just said that, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, so they had the screening yesterday afternoon, and the embargo was lifted just now. 9 a.m. East Coast time. This is a spoiler-free review because it might also be logic-free. But it is the brand-new Marvel film that is set in 1995. It stars Brie Larson. And if you saw, of course, the last Avengers movie, it looks like there was a big tease that indeed Captain Marvel was going to show up in the new Avengers. So everyone wanted to figure out, who is this, indeed, this superheroine? Before we get to my quick review, let's go ahead and get to Bird. This is Bird Leaving Theater. Once again, this is spoiler-free. Bird has just sat through the film. I also think that we saw Jake DeBrusk, Chuck E. Cheeks there, Charlie McAvoy as well, I believe, in the crowd. And let's get to, immediately after the movie was done, a fresh perspective from the guy that you want to know, the guy that will break it down and not be namby-pamby. He's in the lobby. Right after the movie, immediately
right, so
afterwards.
He's just seen this.
He's just seen, like, I mean,
there's been literally under 10 minutes of time.
Yeah, oh, like 3 minutes.
Okay,
like,
3 minutes
of time. We walked out, I was like, hey, Bird, hey, what's up, Nick? All right, you guys going to record your thing? Yes. So I walk away, and Nick presses record, and Bird steps up to the plate, tells his dame to get lost. Actually, Nick had to tell her to get lost.
Yeah, because she would have, like, gone, okay. Like, the way she nods. Like,
or she would have, answered his questions or anything like that. We did not want that. Yes.
All right, so here we go. Here is Bird.
Did you fart?
No.
Are you sure you didn't fart?
Yeah, I didn't fart at all.
All right. What's your name?
Bird.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes, Nicholas.
Which movie did we just see?
Captain Marvel.
Okay, starring who?
Brie Olson.
Okay.
Well, you think I knew her name? I know you think I hate women, but I don't. I like her. She's cool.
It's Brie Larson.
Look, cool. Oh, yeah.
Isn't Brie Olson the porn star?
Yes, that was indeed.
Like Charlie I just what do you think? I'm stupid? Of course I know her name. Brie Olson.
Brie Olson.
Yeah, of course. What do you think? I'm dumb? You think I hate women?
Yeah.
Well, sorry, but you got it wrong.
Yeah.
You named a porn star.
Yeah. So what?
Larson Olsen don't matter. She's still a skirt.
Yeah, she was just in this Brazzers thing I walked. Milf's gone wild. All right.
Bird started red.
I don't know. He just gets so red. All right, here we go.
All right, cool. So initial thoughts, what do you think?
Very good movie. I liked it a lot. Very funny. The little girl's going to look up to Captain Marvel as a figure. It's going to be really role model-ish for them. And yeah. My brain's blocking me from saying certain words.
Who stars in the movie?
It'd be role modelish for them.
To a little girl, you know, they're going to look at it role modelish. You know, they'll say, hey, girls, you know, because girls, like, you know, it's a superhero. Brie Olson. You know, a lot of girls, they'll grow up, and then when they start doing porn, they'll look at Brie Olson, they'll go, he got Charlie Sheen.
It's going to be really role model-ish for them.
He went to college and graduated.
Captain Marvel's doing her thing. She's just trying to figure out what's...
I was asking you, who stars in a movie?
Actors and actresses.
He's right.
I mean, listen.
He's right.
He isn't wrong about that.
Catching the Rye, you know, it was about a ragtag group of baseball guys.
Bird, get in here.
He doesn't want to come in. You're having to furiously wave him in. He's hiding his head.
Who stars in this movie? Hang on, let me.
Who stars in a movie?
Actors and actresses.
Lord of the Flies was a sequel to Charlotte's Web.
I don't know what your problem is. He nailed that one.
Everyone who thought that this might contain a spoiler just went,
whew. I don't think anyone was too concerned.
He's fine.
Name a fictional book.
Wait, give me a second. Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, right. Okay, besides Lord of the Rings.
I don't read books. I don't care
about
books.
Okay, no, but just name a fictional book. I had a conversation
but
with someone.
But you have to function
in
life.
I had a conversation with someone coming home from the station the day we did this about, like, anything. Like, just the sea of anything that's ever been referenced. All right, go ahead. So you know Lord of the Rings.
Star Wars.
That's not a fictional book.
No, Star Wars is not a book.
That's a movie.
There's a universe of Star Wars books.
Yeah.
But I'm referring to a unique work of fiction.
I have no idea.
You can't name... Dude.
A fictional book.
Everyone
said just random words?
Let's just look at what's going on right now.
What do you want random words?
He's a 36-year-old college graduate. Can you name a work of fiction?
No, I can't.
Out of every book that's ever been written, you can't name one. Not that you've read, but mm-hmm. just that you know the title of.
Fifty Shades of Grey. That's not real, right?
That was not a movie.
Hatchet. I said no. I said that. No, honestly, no, I can't. I don't read books. I don't care for reading books.
Okay, there is an author whose last name is Dickens. But do you know his first name?
How about there's another whose last name
the
is...
The Whale Movie?
Whose last name is Seuss.
The Whale Book.
Charles Dickens, The Whale Book. No, Moby Dickens.
Moby Dick.
Yeah. All right, can you name anything by the art... If I give you the last name Twain, what is the first name?
Mark.
Okay, can you name a book by Mark Twain?
I Heart Huckabee?
Yes, okay, that is Mark Twain.
Because this is Mark Twain. Mark Twain.
Yeah, he has like several books. Yes.
Yes, he is. Okay, he has Around the Equator is one of his books, but that's really long. Can you name a book by Mark Twain?
No. The Huckabee one, that's all I want to know. He has like two of them, right?
The Huckabee one?
Isn't there a Huckabee movie from Mark Twain? I honestly don't care about...
That's a movie, I Heart Huckabee.
Is this not... This is astounding to me. Okay. Oh, my God, dude. What's the easiest book you can think of that's just... I can't think of anything more than Mark Twain.
How about just... Can you name something by a guy by the name of Seuss?
Dr. Seuss. Cat in the Hat.
Yes! Those are works of fiction.
Okay.
There you go.
Cat in the Hat. Redfish, Bluefish, Yellowfish. I just read one to my niece the other day. I can't think of the name of it. It's a hobby.
Did she read it to you or did you read it to her?
I read it to her.
You're positive?
Yes, I am.
Right, so there's not one work of fiction that you can...
I can't, off the top of my head, no. I don't care for books. I don't read books. I read magazines, articles.
They're constantly referenced they're just there. They exist. Characters are referenced constantly.
Which characters of what book?
Really?
I Heart Huckabee was the answer for Can You Name a Book by Mark Twain.
Okay, you're thinking... All right, so you're thinking of The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah.
Okay, can you name the book that preceded that?
No.
Okay. You can't think of it?
No.
Okay.
I don't read books. I don't. I just never was into
it. It's a famous song by Rush.
I don't care for Rush that much.
Tom.
Sawyer.
There you go. It is. Very nice.
There it is.
Let's get back to the movie.
All right. Hang on. There you go.
Bird, who's in the movie?
Oh, Jude Law. Is that who you want
yes.
to know? Okay. I can't remember off the top of my head. That Brie Larson girl. Craig. Is that it? Craig?
Wait,
he's on S.H.I.E.L.D. Coulson. That guy. I can't remember.
tell me about the movie. What happened in it?
Captain Marvel goes on a mission, so she does this other thing for them. I'm not saying who, because I was confused, but still.
No way. Come on. I find that hard to believe. I mean, you. There's no way you were confused.
At the end, she discovers who she is, and
Who was your favorite character in the movie?
I didn't care for the Blue Creed people. Krill? Yeah, Krill. I didn't care for the Krill people.
Is that correct?
Which one? Creed, Krill, or Creel? Or Krill people?
Does Creed just show up and just
say... Scott Stapp just goes, "Hello, I will levitate and help you, Miss Marvel. I am Mr. Marvel, the Marvel of the Lord.
I have the power of a Dutch boy haircut."
Out of all the Marvel movies, where do you rank this one?
Oh, you listen to the Dude and Bird Show podcast, and I'll tell you.
Okay. Oh, you turned into Sarge. You can't do that.
Yeah, just listen to Dude and Bird. All of a sudden, everybody's frantically typing in Dude and Bird podcast.
My top 10 of Marvel.
No.
I don't know if the top 10.
We are not.
Top 10.
Why don't you concentrate on the show that you actually work on?
I know.
And not your stupid podcast.
Oh, it's top 10. Marvel movies.
Okay.
I'm not doing a rundown on them right now.
Do you think she's the best looking superhero in the Marvel universe?
Top 5.
All right, give me your top 5.
Her.
So she's number 1.
No, she's like 3. 3 okay. or 4.
All right.
Scarlett Johansson.
Okay, she's number 1.
Yeah. 5 is
no, okay. Wait.
3 and 5 we got right now.
Don't skip around.
I hate to skip it around.
All right, damn it. All right, number 2.
Captain America's girlfriends too. She's hot. She's really hot. She's a smoke show. Scarlet Witch, then Captain Marvel, and the girl from Black Panther. The sister.
Between 1 and 5, how many ever street parties do you give this?
4.5.
4.5. Wow.
Yeah. It's okay. Really good.
Now, why didn't you give it a solid 5?
I couldn't follow it all the way, so I give it 4.5 stars.
I'm not shocked by that. Okay.
That's final because I don't want to earmuffs.
Just to clarify, you told your girlfriend to put earmuffs on.
She has a nice, tight body. She works out. Well, she works out.
All right. Well, there you have it. Bird has encapsulated what we've all felt about great art in our lives.
Who stars in the movie?
Actors and actresses.
Have you changed the way you thought about it since you've seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think?
It's a really good movie. I like the 90s references. I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't want to say
anything. Okay.
Spoil
all right. So 4.5 Everett Street Parties out of 5?
Soundtrack was good in the movie, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few songs I was like, no, please stop.
What? Now, why did you not like them?
It was one from the mid-90s I just didn't care for, from a female artist. It's in a band. That's all I'm going to say.
Because it's mostly all women artists in this one.
No, like, I know. It's
fine. The whole theme of the film is that it's 90s alternative rock.
Yeah, that's fine.
But just women artists. Yeah, it's like a lot of Breeders.
Just that one artist.
Yeah, don't spoil
that
one song.
That was it. I didn't care for that one song.
Now, people are going to be like, oh, now he just told me the song. All right. So, Rich, what did you... Very quickly, Rich, what did you...
Okay, just real quick. So for 10 years, Marvel films have consistently been way better than they should be. I'm always amazed when I go in and I see a film that looked, you know, pretty good. And I can't believe that I'm this into like movies about comic book characters, but they've been excellent, from, you know, Iron Man, the first Iron Man, to Black Panther, to Doctor Strange, all of them. However, Captain Marvel isn't a bad movie. It's the most forgettable Marvel film since Thor: The Dark World. It's just like there's not a ton going on. It's fine. It's good. You leave it. It's great, but it's not like next level stuff. Like when you saw we saw the Avengers, yeah. The last one, that was like, you walked out going, holy crap, that was a good movie.
Yes, it was.
And like Thor Ragnarok, like that was a movie where you walked like, well, that it was way a million times funnier than it should have been. Mm-hmm. This one's fine. It's fine. No one will remember almost. I mean, it's just forgettable. And maybe that's just the bar that Marvel set. It's just a forgettable. It's a forgettable Marvel movie, and it has actors and actresses in it. If you've been asking.
Yeah, it was 4.5 Everett Street Parties or mm-hmm. What have you. All right, maybe Jake DeBrusque.
Maybe Jake DeBrusque. Woo.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Toucher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Shout out to Toucher and Rich as well. They'll kill me if I don't do this. And thank you guys.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. That is Jake DeBrusque, who's had recent success that some are attributing to his appearances on the show. Probably not true, but nonetheless.
Some are attributing. Jake DeBrusk himself. We just played that clip right there. He said shout out to the show.
Creatures of habit, these NHL players. They have routines, and this has become Jake DeBrusk, one of his routines. Hello, Mr. DeBrusk.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Now, were you at the Avengers screening yesterday?
I was at the Avengers, yeah. Captain Marvel, I think it was.
Yeah, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, I thought I saw you. You were Charlie McAvoy, right?
Yeah, and Matt Grizzly, yeah. Us three, we just went after practice to see a movie. It was nice that we got that opportunity.
All right, so speaking of Charlie McAvoy, you got a nickname for him, right?
Yeah, I do. I do have a nickname for Charlie. Well, we usually call him Chucky, but since Charlie Coyle came, that's, I think, his nickname as well, so... There's some confusion going on with nicknames, but I have a couple different nicknames for Charlie McAvoy.
Okay, and what is the one that you call him the most?
Honey Bunny.
I call him Cheeks the most, probably.
Now, how does he take that?
Good old Chucky Cheeks.
I'm sure he's not sensitive.
How does Chucky Cheeks take that one?
Yeah, I don't know. It just kind of came up. I think Tori actually made it. I don't know, but... I think it just fits him for some reason. I don't know the details, but...
He's got giant cheeks. I'm not really sure why it fits him. Oh, I don't know.
He's a mirror.
Yeah.
All right, so do you ever ask Charlie... What? Go ahead.
Sorry?
Do you ever ask Charlie McAvoy how it's possible he's a professional athlete and still is kind of carrying that weight in his face?
No, I never do. No, he's... He's got a lot of talent, obviously.
I didn't say you didn't have talent. It's just saying that it's mystifying.
No, I mean, I get to ask the same question, to be honest with you. But just different reasons. Us young guys, I don't know. We just kind of find our ways, I guess. But, no, he's actually been working really hard, so I'll give him that.
All right, so the tear you've been on has been unbelievable, and obviously we've talked to you about it since you've been on the show. But, I mean, honestly, do you find yourself doing anything on the ice differently that you might have not been doing beforehand? I mean, because it's truly unbelievable how you went from 0 to 60.
I think I'm just playing more aggressive. I think that, once you start getting some balances or a balance here and there, and you start feeling good about your game, you play more aggressive and you attack more. And personally, I feel like that's kind of the biggest difference on the ice. And then also my speed back, and that's a huge part of my game. If I'm skating fast out there and have the legs, I usually generate more, and that's what we've been seeing lately.
All right, we had Bruce Cassidy on earlier, and he was very critical of you. Now, we had Bruce Cassidy on earlier, and he said depending on how Pastrnak feels and how he deals with having something on his hand, he's going to, if he feels okay, he wants to play him on the second line. If he's having trouble, he wants to put him back up on the first line. How does Pastrnak affect you when if he's down on the same line as you?
If he's playing on the same line with me, we haven't played too much together. But obviously, he's the driver of the line. He's a special player and an impact guy as well. So it affects. If he's with me, it's a lot for sure. And, playing with two pretty good players right now. Kretch and Mojo and. I don't know how things are going to shape up. Obviously, I think Bruce said a couple different things. So until we're actually out in the ice, I think it's one of those things where you just understand he's a special player and you try to do anything you can to stay with him.
All right. Now, have you ever played with an injury in your hand?
I played with an injury in my hand? No, I have not.
Okay.
Not a serious injury, no. A couple of nicks and bruises, but nothing... nothing crazy, but I've actually broken my hand, I think, three different times, maybe, from growing up. So my right hand's got a little damage on it, but I've never played with it. It's kind of hard to, considering that's, one of the main things you use.
Yeah, so Pastrnak's going to, regardless of when he comes back or the situation, I think it's like almost 100% that he's going to have to play with something on his top hand. Just can you imagine like how that would affect you? How long it would take to get used to? Just how odd would that seem to you if you had that going on?
I think it's more so a mental thing. at the start. I think anytime you come back from any injury, that's probably the biggest thing is, you know, mental roadblocks. He hasn't necessarily been on the ice. Well, I think he's been on the ice, actually. He has been, you know, even on the cast or whatever it is. So you try to get over that with, I think, just time. But actual gameplay, I don't really know. I would think that there'd be a little bit of adjustment just from getting back on the ice, being able to shoot and stick handle. But the beauty thing about Pass is he's amazing at that. So I think he'll come back pretty fast, to be honest with you.
Jake, there's kind of a clear line as before Pastrnak got hurt and after Pastrnak got hurt for you. I mean, you went right on the scoring binge right after he got hurt. And the team, I think, has earned 17 of a possible 18 points since he's been hurt. How do you explain that?
I'm not sure, to be honest. Yeah, it's been a good run. I mean, you know, first you try to take it as a challenge, you know, losing one of our, you know, best guys and our leading goal scorer. I think that's when, you know, secondary scoring comes, you know, into the mix a little more. But I don't think it has any correlation, to be honest. I think we've lost a game since the bye week in regulation. So our team was rolling with Fast as well. And obviously he helps. So I think it was just more so a matter of just kind of focusing on, you know, first you try to get my game back, and that's just how the timing worked out. I think, you know, if people had to guess or, you know, guess this, the amount of points that we'd get in the games that he's missed, I don't think people would be saying what we have.
How gnarly was Achari's face up close?
What's that?
How gnarly was Noel Achari's face up close after he got smashed in the mouth of that puck?
It was pretty bad. It was, it was pretty gnarly. I didn't see him till the next day. And even then, it was beat up. He took a puck to the face, and he didn't miss him by any means. And see him come back and put the bubble on. It's a magic bubble, boys. whoever wears that bubble seems to score. But, you know, he didn't miss any time, and he's a warrior for that. And, you know, I give him lots of credit for that.
On top of that, you got a tooth knocked out. Now, what do you do? Now, did you ever find your tooth? Did somebody find it and give it to you, or is it just lost forever?
No, Mojo found it. Marcus Johansson found it, actually, on the ice. So I have the tooth. I have the tooth, but I don't really have much to do with it. But you obviously feel
it. You put it on your pillow.
You'll get like a candy bar or a dollar bill.
Yeah, something. Throw me a bowl, right?
But, we'll smoke a bowl, don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. But I knew it came out right away. I almost swallowed it, actually, so I tried to spit it out.
Oh, geez. So, okay, now, what do you do with that? I mean, are you going to just wait till the season's over and get it implanted back in, or are you just going to live with the hole in your teeth?
No, I got it fixed already. I was on that pretty quick. I didn't like the look of it. No, I went to the dentist, I think, last week on Friday, so I actually got it fixed. It's just temporary right now, and then I got to do a couple more adjustments throughout the year, but the dentist did a great job, so thanks for that.
Who has the most, like, fake teeth on the team that you know of?
The most fake teeth on the team that I know of?
That's
actually a good question. I'd probably say I don't actually know this. I'd probably say one of the older guys, just because they've been, you know, around and, you know, sticks out. And I don't really know, to be honest with you. I'll have to ask today, actually.
Give them all smacks to the kisser. See what's doing. See what falls out.
Good. I mean, so I'm glad you got it back in your mouth. And
did you use the tooth, though? They can't put the old tooth in, can they?
No. The thing was is that it pretty much was my actual tooth was hanging on by a thread. There wasn't much left. It almost the stick almost took it completely off. So what happens is, you have to do like a root canal and you know, put like a temporary one in, I believe. It wasn't the same tooth.
Do you keep the old one?
No, I have no idea where it is. I don't have much use for it right now.
All right, if you score this evening, because you did thank us on Nesson, which was very nice of you. If you score or assist, how about a demonstrative act on the ice, thanking the show?
What do you mean?
Like you get the crowd going, Touch your hand, Rich. You start skating around. Touch your hand, Rich.
Okay, boys. Hey, I'll try to take care of business. I'll worry about the game first, and then I'll see what I can do.
Excellent, excellent.
Well, some people in football, like, they'll put a cell phone, like, in the goalpost. I mean, you know, you got to think ahead. Here's what you do. Under Rask water bottle, just have a sign. Just skate over there.
That's your Rich?
Yes. Yes.
That's awesome.
All right, so maybe you do that.
I don't know. I'll see what I can do.
Maybe a fan by the glass, or by the boards, can make one, and then he can just
hand it to you. That's right.
Yeah. All right. I need 8 tickets to the last game. All right, Jake DeBrus, thank you so much, and continued success, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, boys. Thanks.
We'll see you, man. I mean, that was great, because the game that he thanked us was the one that he got his tooth knocked out. And what was hysterical is afterwards, he, you know, the shout-out to Toucher and Rich, and he goes, they'd kill me if I didn't say that. And he flashed that smile, and it was just like, hockey.
Yeah.
It was just like, hockey teeth.
Nothing wrong with the gap, boys. Nothing wrong with it.
Well, obviously, you're trying to get it fixed. There is something wrong. It does surprise me that they get him fixed during the season. Doesn't it surprise you guys? Like, it would seem like you would.
You just wait. Just like, you know what? I mean, keep it this way. You know, it's like, guys, you know, you got the, it's hockey face. Everyone knows it's the regular season. Get it fixed when you're done. Why worry about it? Because more than likely, you're going to, you know, there's a high chance you're going to get another one knocked out anyway.
You know what? I bet you that they can't show it like they used to. Because even not that long ago, you would just get the retainer that had teeth in it.
Yeah. Or you just take it out.
Tom Cruise.
Teeth would come out.
Yeah, Tom Cruise in the outside.
However, I wonder if you have to get it repaired because there might be something that your teeth might do to harm each other.
Or if there's infection, like a hole there. Possibility of infection.
All I know is our dental insurance covers about $5. So when I had to have my procedure done to fix a tooth, it ran me about $1,400 out of pocket. So that was fun. All right, enough about that. Rich, what do we have coming up here?
Well, we got to talk about Antonio Brown. He's making videos for people for cash.
Very unimpressive pool, too, but nonetheless.
Oh, of people that are also making them?
No. He's
standing in a pool.
He's standing in a pool. It's not the most impressive thing in the world.
Okay, all right, we will get to that.
All right, here are the headlines.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Hello!
Boston Talk Sports.
I'm overwhelmed.
Toucher and Rich.
You can eat a lot at one sitting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
.5 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Okay, tell me about this Antonio Brown thing, because I'm fascinated.
Okay.
He is. I know there's a new website where you can sign up to have people send you a personalized video. And from what I've been told, it costs $500 in order to get Antonio Brown to do one for you.
Okay, so I got this from Bert Breer's Twitter. And what apparently it is it's in back of Antonio Brown's house. Now, Antonio Brown has two water slides that look like they're blow-up water slides. Like, they're it's not... And then, okay, this is going to sound so bougie, but have you ever stayed, like, in a, like a, like a place like on vacation where they had like a splash pool where it's not a big pool, it's like, and then like you it only goes up about 4 feet.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, it's like essentially like three times the size of a tub.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so that's the pool he's in now. If he's at his home, this is a guy who carries around like $60,000 with him. This is his house,
right?
But regardless, this isn't the pool you would think. I mean, it's two inflatable water slides, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a splash pool. But anyway, so he's dyed his mustache blonde, too, which is all that does is make you look old like me. But he's blonde. So he's in the pool and he comes up and he like puts his arms on the side of the pool. And here's what you could get, Rich. Hang on to your hat.
Okay.
Because obviously it takes him a while.
Yeah.
I mean, this is he puts forth a lot of effort.
Okay.
This is what
you got to make sure you get it right.
Oh, absolutely. This is what he gets for $500. You get for $500.
Happy 38th birthday. And I hear this your second anniversary wedding. I hear you've been working really hard as a defense attorney, and your birthday is here. Happy birthday. We celebrate you today. Hope your birthday is booming.
Happy anniversary on your second anniversary.
I heard
wedding.
It was your second anniversary wedding. And you are a lawyer.
Happy birthday. I mean,
nailed it.
And this is what they're putting out is like the product you would be getting.
I know. It's going to drive people crazy. Can I hear that one more time? I have to hear one more time.
Yeah, you can hear.
Second anniversary.
Here is
wedding.
So not trying. Like, he might as well just be peeing and sleeping at the same time.
Happy 38th birthday. And I hear it's your second anniversary wedding. I hear you've been working really hard as a defense attorney, and your birthday is here. Happy birthday. We celebrate you today. Hope your birthday is booming.
Hang on, is it your birthday or your anniversary? Which one is it?
It's both, I think.
I don't know. You probably get a paragraph, and they had to throw something else in there.
Right. Name your, like, what do they do for a living? Defense attorney. Defense attorney. Heard you're doing good.
Right. This is your second anniversary wedding.
Yeah. Do you remember when we ordered one for Adolfo? It was Lou Ferrigno?
Yes.
Hi, this is Lou Ferrigno. I'm calling for Tucker Rich. Hello, Tucker Rich. It's Lou Ferrigno here to congratulate you and to give you tremendous adulation for two prosperous and lucrative years with the corporation. It's been invaluable with your participation to the establishment, and your smarts are equal only to that of a molecular physicist. Good luck.
Thank you.
But in fairness, that was very difficult to read.
Once again, nailed it.
That is not. Well, it was hard.
Yeah, can I always say sincerely?
Adolfo Gondal.
Adolfo Gonzal.
All right. Well, that's, again, not a lot of trying.
No.
Seems like that's easy work. You seem. If I'm Antonio Brown, I'm like going, can we do this? It's 30 seconds. Like, can I do this one more time?
Right, right. Is it worth $500 for us to write a script for Antonio Brown?
No.
Or just a name?
No. He already did it without trying. Was it going to be any worse than that?
Here's Gary Busey. What he was paid to do on.
Hello, Ryan. I hear you have your 40th birthday coming up. And the great thing about being 40 is that you're halfway to 80. Isn't that great? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yay.
Okay, well, that's actually a little bit of passion in it.
Yeah. I mean, he put some effort into it.
You expect crazy when you get him, so.
I mean, if you're Antonio Brown and you know these are going to come out, like, why wouldn't it? You could do that. You could do that twice in 2 minutes. It was that difficult for you?
Yeah, that is definitely strange.
If I'm a team signing this guy, I'm going. I mean, he's really not trying anything. If I was a team, this would hurt his stock in my mind.
Happy 38th birthday, and I hear it's your second anniversary
wedding.
I hear you've been working really hard as a defense attorney. And your birthday is here. Happy birthday. We celebrate you today. Hope your birthday is booming.
And your defense attorney. And your birthday.
And if it's your birthday and, like, you sit down and whoever bought it for you puts it on, like, wow, great, okay.
Oh, come on. That's a great present. That's a great present.
If he screws it up like that, it is a great present.
Like, if somebody did that and gave that to me, it would be the best.
Okay, only if they screw it up.
Right, right.
Because otherwise,
if it's like, you know, the singer of BB Mac, I don't care.
Right.
You know, because you know that they're going to nail it and they're going to be all in. But, I mean, if you're going to get, like, Antonio Brown to deliver it that way, you want to get me an early birthday present, it's next month. Get me Antonio Brown wishing me happy birthday.
Has he always been this way, or does he just go off the deep end?
No one's ever really heard him. I mean it's like...
I keep thinking Charlie Sheen without drugs. This is the left turn his life is taking.
I think that he was so protected in that Steelers organization.
So he's always been like this, but he's been hidden from view.
He went to a small school, right?
Did he?
Yeah, I think... Did he go to Central Michigan? Oh, well, if he went, Mike would know. Yeah, he went to Central Michigan, so there's no way he was on anyone's big list. I mean, Central Michigan's a MAC school. It's not like, you know.
He's a low draft pick.
And somebody said it best. The smile when he says wedding is just amazing. He's so proud of himself on your second anniversary. Wedding. He gets a little like, hey, nailed it.
Yeah.
Here comes the money.
Yeah. We probably figure you knock out two a day.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, you know? The $1,000. Why not?
He just told, who did you just tell he doesn't need the money, right? He just had a big, long diatribe in
that
an interview.
Was,
he didn't need the money.
I don't know what these guys want. I have no, I told you early, I don't, I, now there's athletes that are in situations I totally understand. I might, like, I might not agree with Anthony Davis because I think that if you're a premier piece, that, you know, that should be good enough, but, and, you know, it's kind of up to you. But I mean, I understand logically why he'd want to leave. There, I mean, the two, like, Kyrie Irving has everything he wants. I mean, he's got an organization that could, yeah, that should be winning. He's got, he's the guy, and he stands to make a ton of money. What does Antonio Brown want?
He has respect. A lot of people, he is unquestionably one of the top three receivers in the NFL.
He has a coach.
He just got paid. He just signed a new contract.
He has a coach that up to this point, I suppose, has let him go. Like, his, he is a player's coach.
He's got a Hall of Fame quarterback throwing him the football.
So he's getting paid. He's putting up numbers. He's getting the ball a lot. And he's, and it's not like he's under,
he's got a chance to win.
Coughlin.
Yeah, he's got a chance to win a Super Bowl every year. It's a passing offense.
Yes, and
he's got another receiver on the other side of the field to take heat off him. So
I think
he's not,
that's
double
part of
teamed
the problem
every year.
I think that's part of the problem.
What? That he's not the top dog, and this guy Schuster's getting better.
Yep.
If I'm Antonio Brown, and legit, all I care about is the
31.
Money.
By the way,
should we have Bird make videos for people for the show?
Yeah, it would be funny if instead of $500, it was 5 cents. Like a stamped self-address envelope to Bird with 5 cents, with a nickel in it.
What if just, like, after the show one day, we just had Bird do, like, 30 minutes worth of birthday videos for people?
Well, I mean, the man's got to be paid.
Yeah, sure.
But, yeah, for start a PayPal and for 5 cents.
I mean, I want, now I want that for my birthday. You want to give me an early birthday present?
All
everyone
right,
listening?
Write this down because we'll get you that for your birthday.
I want Antonio Brown to send me a video.
Okay, write that down. I will get him that for his birthday. I screwed up his 30th birthday. That Paige Hamilton from Helmet, it's a real son of a bitch. All right. We will. Rich is going out west. Do you know what the weather's going to be like? We got screwed last month.
It's supposed to be low 60s, which I am. Right. Sounds good to me.
Perfectly fine.
Are you okay with that?
All right. We will be back. We'll find out what Zolak and Bertrand have on the way. There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rick. Real nightmare. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yo, what's up, Sports Hub? It's your boy, Antec. I just want to drop a little something for y'all. Let y'all know how I feel, okay? Okay?
Yo, I woke up quick, right about 6, because I had to go to work. Ain't that a bitch? But I really can't complain, no, not too much, bub, because today I'll be listening to the Sports Hub. Bumping 98.5 while I make my money. They're not just informative, they're also funny. Zoe and Man's trying to help us with our tummies while everyone one thing's fresh attitude from me. Guess who it is emerging through the fog? No, it's not no midget with a dog. Yeah, I'm working on my rhymes and I'm trying to blow. But Rich knows newcomers can't come and steal the show. Cruising on the highway in my work truck. 93 has traffic. Damn, this sucks. They got Bria for football and Jaffe for punts. But some of the callers make me feel like dinner with schmucks. I'm very good with rapping. What more can I say? I like 420 and tattoos like Murray. But you want, I wanna know what hurts my stomach in the worst way. It's when Hardy does his impressions of Jim Irsay.
It's exciting, yes, it's exciting. Love what I'm writing, soon be reciting. Killing this flow, they love the way that I rock. I'm something to see, it's like the Big Bang Clock. Turn them on when I hit the road. Got my Dunk coffee and it's always cold. 98.5 if you didn't know. Cause they certified gangsters. Turn them on while I'm making my cash. They always got the breaking news fast. You get to learn and you get to laugh. Sports Hub, they certified gangsters.
Yeah. Yo, what's up, TNR? Yo, what's up, Zoe and the Beal? What's up, 2-6? Yo, what up, Hardy?
What up, Hardy?
Yeah, it's your boy, Antec. A-N-T-E-C. Yeah.
508, baby.
What's up, they certified gangsters.
Is that iced tea sample? Wow. Four in the is it four?
The six in the morning or police at my door. Fresh shitty to speak in custom bathroom for that is Antec, rapper Antec. He just sent that during the last break.
That's awesome. Wow.
Before that was excellent.
I just love that the cool kids get cut off at 2. And like old people come in and do sports.
Listen, anytime you can put in a midget with a dog reference.
I love midgets and I love dogs.
And the Jacksonville
two of my
lady.
Funny things in the world.
And the Jacksonville lady in the same song. You You're going to get played. Yeah, Antec, thank you very much.
How funny is that when Mitch Moreland and a dog, and it was like Mitch is with a dog.
Mitch is with a dog.
So I have not gotten positive feedback in a while since like I did over the crossover yesterday.
That was probably your best segment of the day yesterday.
That was we got a lot of good feedback on that crossover yesterday.
Hey, we should replay it.
You're on point today. You said, "Hey, and Nicholas, my man Nicholas is outside Fenway Park after the Big B's
Lightning game. What do you want?
I'm like, why is he outside Fenway Park? It's so cold.
All right, I made a mistake. I'm tired from shoveling yesterday.
You know what's a cool concept is Hardy and I. You know, what time we start? 10.
Yeah.
So day after snowstorm, day back at it. You think there's going to be even more traffic?
No, there's none today.
So we left even earlier today just to make sure we were here on time. The planning of our show, we did. Yeah.
A lot of traffic.
Since you referred to the crossover yesterday.
Yeah, there was no traffic yesterday.
Yesterday there was none. No, today, it's silly.
Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah.
So we planned accordingly.
Tuesday mornings are the...
so luck.
Tuesday morning and Friday afternoon.
Shut up, Wallach.
I was so tempted. I was going to leave it alone because, listen, I understand Rich being annoyed.
Hi, Mary.
I understand Rich
being... He's in on time today.
Oh, Mike Thomas came right up to me and he goes, I thought that was hysterical. I don't care. I see.
I know you have all that proof.
I have a bevy of evidence.
Oh, you sure do.
All the evidence points to you being an hour and a half late for your show. I agree.
Nobody disputes it.
Well, every single witness will tell you the same thing.
No, he was here, but the judge and jury decided it was okay. By the way, this is the most upset Rich has been with me.
You keep saying that. What have I said or done that indicates
anything? Rich probably put a lot into it. Probably planned and got here early.
I never said anything on the air. I never said anything off the air.
Maybe it's guilt.
Well,
maybe
he looks over there and he's got to do the show with Wallach, and you ain't sitting there. He did have to do a lot of shows with Wallach.
But I was told to go home last week. I tried to gut it out.
That's completely different.
All right.
Yeah.
I will say this.
To stay home for 2 days after that. Go ahead.
I was told to stay home 3 days after that, and I came in on Friday. My voice still isn't right.
Fred,
I always have your back.
I know you do. Always. I didn't say you didn't have my back. I just said I thought you were upset with me.
No, it's funny how this stuff happens on weeks where Rich is eventually going to be out for a couple days, and Fred's got to kind of get his in at the beginning of the week.
Oh,
shut up. You know I came in that Monday after vacation because of you. I swear to God. Because of Zolak.
Oh, you did? See,
because I knew you'd call me out and you would think that I wasn't sick.
You came in on that Monday after vacation because your vacation was over and this is your job. That's why you came in.
I couldn't talk. I had no voice. Rich told me to go home at the beginning of the show.
He actually feels that we came in because of me.
I came in because of Zolak. I did. All right, Rich has to get out of here. He is going out to the West Coast.
Going out to California.
What are you
going to
do out there?
First, I'm going to go to Dan Roach Heaven for a couple days, and then I'm going to go to
Disney
desert.
World's better than
Disney.
I'm
going to go to the desert and trip balls.
Nice. That's right. Him and his family are taking some mushroom tea, and they're going to go out there.
I think we are going to one of those like sound domes, though. The ones that's supposed to make you feel...
You should go to Wyoming to where they filmed Close Encounters. See
that? Wyoming is nowhere near Southern California.
I mean, it's not
anywhere near it.
Is Burning Man like family friendly now? Is like Vegas?
Yes.
Like
for the, it's like Burning Man is actually family friendly now.
Yes.
That's so bad.
Yeah, you can get like a full-on thing.
Like nice tent and stuff like that.
I don't know why people go there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.